into the budget targets as soon as it was approved. And I think we need to figure out how our procedures address that. And I also think, I mean, we need to do a better job of, when we approve any project, saying right then where the money is going to come from. Because, I mean, how many times have we postponed the tree code because we didn't budget for the implementation of it? And like I said, we committed to build a West Side Emergency Operations Center, and I still don't know where the money is going to come from. And then the broader question is, when we're approving new spending, balance it against other potential spending? And are we prepared to take the step of saying something else isn't as important as this, therefore it should go away? So, again, I raise my concerns as part of a broader picture, have no problem with this particular project. We're just voting on 127 now, right?
Correct.
Okay. Aye.
Fish.
I, too, think this has been an excellent discussion, and I think there are some policy questions that we need to address relating to this and future projects. But I don't want to miss this opportunity to hand out a couple of kudos. First to Commissioner Fritz. She's been commissioner in charge now for 7 months. And in those 7 months, she's had resources to invest in projects that have been stalled for a long time. And last week was historical when she announced the funding for 20 acres of new parks in East Portland. And that was fulfilling basically a 30-year promise that had gone unfulfilled. And now this greenway, and this greenway someday will connect with the 40-mile loop and the larger system, and it is one of the signature things in our city. It's something that the public regularly tells us they love, among the things they love the most, because it gives them access to the river. It connects our community. It allows people to bike and walk, and it also has a very positive impact on cleaning up our river. So this is a very important project. But Commissioner Fritz, thank you for the leadership you've shown, and thanks to the economy for rebounding. We're now the third, I believe our region is the third fastest growing part economy in the country, third to Florida. And because of that, we're getting these new resources through systems development charges, which allow us to invest in infrastructure. I want to thank the parks team for an outstanding job. This is a very complicated project, and there's so many moving pieces and so many regulators and so many variables that we don't control. And when you bring this home, it'll be a minor miracle, but a wonderful win for the larger city. And for folks who live in South Waterfront, I remember the headlines 5 years ago that declared failure, that this was a failed district. And I'm pleased that the new headlines are a successful district. But when you go down there and look at the OHSU building where I get my medical treatment, you look at the Elizabeth Carruthers Park, which is one of the gems in our city, when you look at Gray's Landing, which is an award-winning affordable housing development, when you look at the Greenway and all these amenities, and when you think about the future development, I'm excited because with these new developments in the pipeline, we'll have new resources to complete the work on affordable housing, and we'll meet the other 50% commitment that is still on the table. So this is a good day, but I think it was a great discussion, and I thank Commissioner Novick for putting those issues on the table. And I think next week we'll have a robust discussion about them. Aye. 127 passes. Carla, would you please call the roll on 128?
Fritz?
Aye.
No, Fish. Saltzman, I'm sorry.
Aye.
We're often confused.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. Passes. Would you please read 129?
Fritz?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. 130 passes to a second reading. Would you please read Council Item 131?
Fritz?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The matter passes. Thank you all. We have three more items.